Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive into something you probably use every day but never really think about?
I bet you can't guess.
We're talking car air fresheners.
Oh, those little things.
But not just any car air fresheners. Today, we're going behind the scenes at Car Air Fresheners Direct.
Yeah, they're like the leading supplier in the UK.
To see how those little fragrance wonders are actually made.
Yeah.
We've got articles, company info, even customer reviews.
Wow.
And let me tell you, there's way more to it than meets the eye.
More than just slapping a scent on some cardboard, right?
Exactly. Okay. It's a whole blend of science, design, and even sustainability.
Who knew?
So let's break it down, starting with the basics.
Okay.
The air freshener itself, I always assumed it was just plain old cardboard.
Right. Me too.
But Car Air Fresheners Direct actually uses something called cotton wove board. What's the deal with that?
It's all about quality. You know how some air fresheners lose their scent super fast?
Yeah, so disappointing.
That's because cheap cardboard gets oversaturated and all the fragrance just bursts out at once.
Ah, so it's like it can't hold on to the scent.
Exactly. The cotton wove board, which they actually have a patent on, absorbs and releases the fragrance slowly and consistently over time.
It's like the difference between a slow drip coffee maker and just dumping a pot of hot water on the grounds.
Pretty much. You get a longer lasting, more enjoyable experience.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm.
Okay, so we've got the fancy cardboard, but what about the fragrance itself? What's actually in that little scent bomb?
So it's a blend, usually about 80 to 85% fragrance oil.
Okay.
And 15 to 20% hexylene glycol.
Hexylene glycol.
Acts as a carrier and helps to slow down the evaporation.
Oh, so it's like a time release mechanism for the scent.
You got it.
So there's actual science involved. It's not just picking a random smell and dumping it in there.
Oh, absolutely. Perfumers develop these scents. It's a whole art form.
I never knew.
Oh, yeah. And Car Air Fresheners Direct has some really unique options. Like they have a new car scent. Yeah. It's designed to mimic that distinct new car smell.
They bottled that. I've always loved that new car smell. What's in it?
This one has notes of citrus, musk, and herbs.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Mm.
What other kind of scents are trending right now?
Well, for 2024, some of the popular ones are Alpine Fresh,
okay,
which has a lighter, refreshing vibe with notes of water lily and rose. And then there's Invictus.
Okay, I've heard of that.
That one's a bit bolder with citrus, cedarwood, and a touch of cardamom for a little spice.
So they really do have something for everyone, whether you want your car to smell like a spa or a spice market.
Exactly.
But let's move beyond just the scent itself. I've noticed that air fresheners aren't just the basic tree shape anymore.
Oh, yeah.
There are all kinds of cool designs out there.
It's true.
What's going on with that?
Well, that's another area where Car Air Fresheners Direct really stands out.
Go.
They offer complete customization, allowing businesses and individuals to create truly unique designs.
Wait, so I could have an air freshener shaped like, I don't know, a spaceship?
Pretty much. You can go beyond the standard shapes and get creative with custom shapes like logos or abstract designs.
That's awesome. But how do they actually make those custom designs look good?
Well, they use some advanced printing techniques.
Oh, cool.
For detailed images and vibrant colors, they use digital printing.
Okay.
And for larger orders, they use offset printing, which is better for consistency.
Gotcha.
They even offer Pantone color matching, so you can get the exact shade you want for your brand.
Wow. So they're like a mini art studio for air fresheners.
You could say that. They take design seriously.
So we've got the base material, the carefully crafted scent. But how does it all come together? How do they actually get the fragrance infused into the cotton board?
There are a few different methods they use,
okay,
each with its own advantages.
I'm all ears.
One is called impregnation, which is basically soaking the cardboard cutouts in a fragrance solution for about 24 hours.
Like a nice long bath in fragrance oil.
Pretty much. That allows for even absorption.
Makes sense.
Any other methods?
Yeah, they also use something called gravure printing.
Gravure printing.
Yeah, where they use fragrance-infused ink applied with engraved cylinders to create consistent scent release.
So it's like they're printing with smell.
You could say that. It's pretty cool.
That is wild.
And then for a more controlled release, they sometimes use something called microencapsulation.
Microencapsulation. That sounds intense.
It involves tiny capsules filled with fragrance that burst when you rub them or when they're exposed to heat.
Wow. So there's like hidden technology in those little things.
Right.
I had no idea making car air fresheners was so high tech.
It's more complex than you think.
It's way more than just sticking a scent on some cardboard.
That's for sure.
Okay. I'm officially fascinated by the science behind these little fragrance factories.
I know, right?
But let's be honest. The real fun is in the scents themselves.
Of course. The heart of it all.
It's almost like picking a perfume for your car.
Absolutely.
It says something about you.
It really does.
So what are some of the most popular options these days?
Oh, they have a huge variety.
I'm always a sucker for anything that smells clean and fresh.
Well, one of their best sellers is Nucar Gia.
Ooh, Gia.
Yeah, it's their like elevated version of the new car smell.
Okay.
It's got this like bright citrus top note, a kind of green balsamic heart, and then like a warm woody base with musk.
Ooh, sophisticated.
Yeah. And what sets this one apart is they've added a touch of lavender to it.
Interesting. So it's like a new car smell, but with a little something extra.
Yeah, a little bit of a twist.
I like it.
A little more depth.
What about for someone who wants to, like, bring the outdoors into their car?
You know, have that fresh air scent.
Yeah, exactly.
Alpine Fresh is really good for that.
Okay.
That one captures that, like, crisp, clean air after a rain shower.
Love that.
With subtle florals like water lily and jasmine.
Nice.
And then they've even added a hint of melon and cucumber to give it a touch of sweetness. Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sold. What about like a straight up forest scent? Do they have anything like that?
They do. They have one called Forest.
Okay, straightforward.
Yeah, that one focuses on all those earthy notes.
Like pine needles and stuff?
Yeah, pine needles, a little bit of mint and lavender, which kind of gives it a calming vibe.
Oh, I love lavender.
Yeah, it's very relaxing.
Okay, that's going on my list. But now I'm kind of curious about the, like, bolder scents.
Okay, yeah.
What would you recommend for someone who wants something a little more unique?
If you want something that'll really make a statement, Invictus is the way to go.
Invictus, okay.
This one, it starts off with a refreshing burst of sea breeze and citrus.
Okay.
Then it goes into these warm, woody notes of cedar and sandalwood.
Ooh, I like sandalwood.
And then to top it off, they've got a hint of musk, amber, and cardamom, which gives it that spicy edge.
Wow, that's a complex scent.
Yeah, it's got a lot going on.
I can see why it's called Invictus. That sounds pretty powerful.
It is. It's for someone who's confident and wants to stand out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we've covered fresh, we've covered outdoorsy, we've covered bold.
Mm-hmm.
What about fruity? Do they have any really good fruity scents?
Oh, yeah, they've got tons of fruity scents.
I love a good fruity scent.
Yeah, tropical fruit is one of the most popular ones.
Tropical fruit. Okay, that sounds promising.
It's a blend of apple, peach, and apricot with a touch of coconut.
Mm. Like a tropical vacation in a bottle.
Exactly.
That sounds amazing. What about for someone who's more into those elegant floral scents?
Oh, they have elegance and style.
Elegance and style. I love it.
It's got lavender, citrus, and coriander with a heart of geranium, basil, lily, and orange blossom.
Wow. That's a lot of flowers.
It is. It's like a whole bouquet.
Amazing. And speaking of bouquets, what if someone's more into spicy scents?
Okay, yeah.
Do they have anything like that?
They do. They have a ginger scent, which is really unique.
Ginger. Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it's got this vibrant mix of ginger and citrus, but then it's got these subtle mossy and woody notes underneath.
Oh, interesting.
And then they even have pear, red berry, and coconut in there as well.
Wow. That's a really interesting blend.
It is. It's very complex and unique.
Okay, I'm officially overwhelmed by all these amazing options. How is anyone supposed to choose just one?
I know, right? They have so many good ones.
It's like being a kid in a candy store.
It is. But I think the key is to think about what you want the fragrance to do for you. Like, are you looking for something energizing, something calming? Something romantic, even.
That's a good point. It's about more than just the scent itself.
Exactly.
It's about creating a certain mood or feeling in your car.
That's right.
What tips would you give someone who's feeling totally lost in the fragrance forest?
I always tell people to start with what they already love.
Okay.
Like, think about your favorite perfumes, candles, even body lotions.
That's a good idea.
Those preferences can give you a good starting point.
Makes sense.
And then don't be afraid to experiment.
Yeah, try something new.
You never know what hidden gems you might discover.
I love that. It's like a scent adventure.
It is. And Car Air Fresheners Direct has made it so easy to explore the world of fragrance.
They really have.
And find something that resonates with your personality and style.
I'm even more curious about their custom options now.
Oh, yeah. The custom options are really cool.
I can only imagine the possibilities. I can only imagine the possibilities.
Oh, yeah. The custom options are where it gets really fun.
For real. Especially for businesses.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, imagine you're at a trade show.
Okay.
And you're handing out these awesome custom-shaped air fresheners with your logo on them.
Yeah.
And they smell amazing.
That's so much better than just a plain old business card.
Right. It's such a unique way to make a lasting impression.
Totally. It's like taking your brand's message
Yeah.
and turning it into this multi-sensory experience.
I love that.
Every time someone gets in their car, they're reminded of your company.
Yeah, not just visually, but through scent, too.
Exactly.
It's so smart.
Way more impactful than just a flyer or something.
For sure. And with Car Refreshers Direct, you're not limited to just a logo on a standard shape.
Nope, not at all.
They offer complete customization, right?
Yeah, you can get any shape you can imagine.
Wow.
Your company logo, a mascot, even a product that you sell.
No way. So you could have like a tiny air freshener shaped like a bottle of your hot sauce.
Exactly.
That's amazing. And they have different levels of detail, right?
Yeah. They can do simple designs or they can get super intricate, depending on what you're looking for.
And they even offer Pantone color matching.
Mm-hmm. To make sure it aligns perfectly with your brand.
That's so cool.
It's attention to detail.
So whether you're a small startup or a big corporation, you can really create something special.
For sure.
But it's not just for businesses, right?
Oh, definitely not.
Anyone can get a custom air freshener.
Yeah, it's a fun way to express yourself.
Like a little statement piece for your car.
Exactly. Like maybe you could get one with your favorite animal on it.
Oh, that's cute.
Or your astrological sign.
Ooh, I like that idea.
It's a great conversation starter for sure.
It's like wearing your heart on your rear view mirror.
Exactly.
I love that Car Air Fresheners Direct offers that kind of personalization.
They really get it.
It's so much more than just masking odors. It's about
creating
an experience.
It's a powerful way to like express yourself or promote your brand.
Yeah, and even spark a little joy.
Exactly. And they offer eco-friendly options, too.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, you can feel good about promoting your brand or expressing yourself in a sustainable way.
I love it.
It's clear they've really thought about every detail.
Yeah, from the quality of the materials to the designs to the environmental impact.
It's impressive.
This whole deep dive has really changed my perspective on car air fresheners.
Me too.
But I never realized how much goes into making them.
It's way more than meets the eye.
The science, the creativity.
And its artistry.
It's fascinating.
It really is.
So next time you see a car air freshener, don't just take it for granted.
Yeah, take a moment to appreciate it.
Think about all the work and ingenuity that went into creating it.
Exactly.
Who knows? Maybe it'll even inspire you to create your own custom scent masterpiece.
I hope so.
That's all the time we have for this deep dive.
Thanks for joining us.
We'll catch you on the next one.